Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to bring in Congressman Joe Courtney from the 2nd District here in Bryan & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
You know, before I get into all the sort of into the weeds a little bit, can you explain to people, because, you know, you have Taiwan, Israel, Ukraine, and TikTok. Like, why does all this stuff have to be jammed into one bill, like, as opposed to, because they're all such disparate issues and challenges. Is it the way to get it passed? Do you fold in TikTok because then people can't, you know, decide strictly on that merits? They have to make a cost-benefit analysis. Like, why do they do that?
Well, again, if you go back, the original request, emergency supplemental request, which those are definitely not uncommon to have an emergency supplemental request, was very much focused on, you know, national security issues in terms of our allies and help that needs to go abroad. The TikTok measure, you know, honestly, was added by the speaker as a way of trying to, you know, respond to some of the people in his caucus who were very unhappy with the whole enterprise. And, you know, the TikTok had been debated separately. And again, it was not really a TikTok ban. It was a divestment bill. But, yep. I mean, however you want to parse it, I mean, the fact is it really did belong in a separate bucket. But, you know, that's the nature of this Congress, where, you have such closely divided chambers that, you know, what can make it through the, you know, the wickets is extremely limited. I mean, if you really step back and look at the number of actual bills that have been enacted in the 118th Congress, it's around 47.
Yeah. And most of them are like spending bills to keep us open, too.
Correct. So, you know, again, this was... And I really don't want to criticize the speaker too much, you know, because I do think this thing should have been brought up sooner personally. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, he had a really weak hand in terms of the size of his majority and the fact that he just had some folks that, honestly, you could never satisfy.
You know, I'll just say that, tell me if you disagree, you know, this Marjorie Taylor Greene potential motion to vacate, but since Donald Trump came out and said, you know, Mike Johnson's trying and give him a chance, that's dead, correct?
I think so. You know, I mean, we'll find out next week. She's still, you know, unrepentant in terms of some of her comments, and you know, Gosar and Massey are still digging their heels in, but the you know what I think personally, I think what would happen if they did file it this time, a motion to table, which would be basically to just, you know, send it into the dustbin, probably would pass, and that would be the end of it.
Right.
But and I think, you know, again, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, is definitely not ruled out. The fact that you know, our side people might take a walk, or, you know, vote present, or, you know, even support it. So it's different than it was last October.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, this, the dynamic is so strange. I mean, you know, this stuff wouldn't pass without Democratic support. It's just, it's like kind of bizarro world. We're talking with Representative Joe Courtney from the 2nd District here on Brian and Company. You talked about you wish it passed sooner. So I'll start with Ukraine. And you know the military side of things quite well.
Right.
Does it feel almost too late?
You know, I am still always amazed by the resilience of the Ukrainian people and their forces, because, you know, they were rationing artillery shells. They were getting pounded because, you know, Putin has definitely ramped up his industrial base. And the testimony we had from the European Commander General Cavoli, you know, went into great detail about that, but they've hung on so far. And, you know, it is very clear that a lot of the material that this new law authorizes has been pre-positioned, even in Poland, in the airport in Zhezhev, where I think it's moving as we speak. You know, again, I don't know if it's just another case of Putin's, you know, kind of a more of a paper tiger than sometimes some of the analysts and intelligence says, but there's no question there's been a huge uplift in morale in Ukraine, and particularly those ATACMS missiles, which, you know, have a range of 190 miles. That's a game changer. This is the first time they've been deployed in Ukraine, and they can go deeper in terms of Russian airfields. Again, we're talking in, you know, Russian-occupied Ukraine, not into Russia itself.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not making any great predictions of a great breakthrough, but certainly the front line, I think, is going to be greatly strengthened as a result of the help that this bill, you know, provides for.
You know, I want to switch. We never have enough time, but you know, the Israel side of it, it's obviously very controversial. There are some colleges in your district, and, you know, I'm a free speech guy, but I also think that every student who attends a school should feel safe and comfortable, right? And so
right.
I'm just curious about where you stand on the things happening in universities and schools, including, you know, your alma maters, one of them at Tufts, which is having issues too.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sitting on the Education Committee as well, and the hearing last fall or early year 2024, when we had the Harvard president and
that was a mess.
Penn president, whose responses about you know, their disciplinary approach to students who use blatantly anti-Semitic and really, you know, threatening language was being sort of just you know, almost dismissed as just a First Amendment protected area was, in my opinion, completely unacceptable. And I joined in a lot of the follow-up to that, that, you know, those individuals really should find a different role in, you know, education, but not running major universities. You know, kids should not have to put up with that, you know, in campus life. I mean, campuses should be inclusive and safe. There's just, you know, that's it, period, full stop. The you know, the protests you know, definitely have been disruptive to the campuses, and you know, I think upended inclusivity and safety, and so I think, you know, they have to do what they got to do to secure those campuses.
Yeah, it merits further conversation, obviously, because I think that people need to understand the history of the region, and it's a very nuanced issue. And as much as Israel, some of their conduct post October 7th has been legitimately questionable, I think the conversation needs to be a little more on the grown up side, sure. But we only have about a minute. On the heels of Sikorsky, you know, with Electric Boat and the sub, I don't know if you can update it. I personally, when it comes to these bigger companies, it may not have a big macroeconomic effect in Connecticut, but I'm concerned about the job situation here when it comes to these military contracts.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not, because yesterday I actually hosted folks from the Australian Embassy at the job training program down in Groton, where, again, they are, you know, totally hitting all cylinders in terms of meeting EB's demand this year, which is 5,200 hires, concentrated heavily in the metal trades. And, you know, that is going to continue. The sub issue is still being sort of thrashed out, but in the supplemental that we voted on just a few days ago, there was an additional $3.3 billion for submarine industrial base investment, which includes more workforce training dollars, more supply chain support, more facility growth. And, you know, we're, again, working on the Navy's change in their shipbuilding plan. But, you know, looking out, the fact that we passed $3.3 billion new dollars to invest in the submarine industrial base knows, to me, that's a very clear signal that support for submarines, AUKUS, is a definitely a long-term game that is going to continue for well over a decade or so. And so, you know, the helicopter program, which we discussed last time, you know, the Army made a decision based on, you know, the battle space that that platform was going to be operating in, and made a decision that it's just not effective and safe for the pilots that are in there. Those engineers that Sikorsky announced they're laying off, we are definitely going to be pushing the company hard and the Army, because they had told us something different, you know, just as recently as 2 or 3 months ago. So, but frankly, those engineers could be hired today at EB. That's part of their hiring target is their engineering staff as well. So I'm very bullish.
Okay. All right. It's good to know. We appreciate the time, as always, Congressman. That bill, you know, with Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine and TikTok, it's a really important piece of legislation. So we thank you.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Brian.
You too. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.